Like the meadow, the little pond at its edge needs ongoing care to support the living things that call it home, which include 6-inch-long leeches. Volunteers dredge the leaves that would eventually fill it up, keep the right balance between open water and bankside plants, and have also had to remove an invasive species, New Zealand pygmyweed, that threatened to overwhelm everything.
The soil here tastes strange, glutted yet somehow malnourished. I dig down through the silt as far as my stubby fingers will allow. Cold metal swollen plastic, artifacts of consumption that have trickled all the way down. It's no purchase for me. I retreat and go around. The water here is dark, thick with the cold and something else. I grip the bulrushes, pin them rigid, climb to the surface. Limp heat, a grey sky. A delicious breeze, rich with the taste of smoke. It's perfect for me. I stretch and spread and spread. The others here seem troubled. They see me as an intrusion. I can feel them protesting beneath me, demanding I leave. Blind hands tapping my legs. Hungry, they complain. Can't breathe, they say. But this place is perfect, so I stretch and spread. And spread.
Like it under here, in the dark, with all my mates, under a stone. We keep ourselves armoured. Too easy to get squished, you see. They don't understand those big creatures. We like it in the earth, even more, even darker, as we burrow down and down. Feel safer down there, hiding, out of reach, where the big creatures can't get us.
Legs like a football team in yellow boots, flowing in unison, segmented, pincered, venomous, nipping your way through life. Yet see how the female wraps her body around her young, nurturing, grooming, feeding, a true mother of the earth.